Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
All right, the sacred fire of liberty is officially on, and we've got Jonathan Ebord, the FDA Dragon Slayer, live on remote as he's defending liberty around the country. Jonathan, how are you, my friend?
Doing great, Robert. We're on the road.
Yes, and maybe, well, I know some of these things you can't talk about, but certainly in the segment we have for you today, you can talk about some things. And recently, there was a decision in this company called Palm, or Palm Wonderful. This is all about the juice, and I think the FTC went after them because they made claims about the juice and how good it was for your health.
Right. The FTC used it as a model case for attempting to create a litmus test that would prohibit any claim of health benefit from being made for a food or dietary supplement without two randomized clinical trials that were acceptable to the FTC, and those cost about $500,000 to $1 million apiece. And in this case, to do the studies necessary to support the associations that were apparent from the scientific literature generally, Tom would have had to have expended millions and millions on new clinical trials to satisfy the standard, even though there are clinical trials out there that the FTC rejected in the case. So they established this litmus test of two clinical trials testing the very product that you sell, not one that contains the same ingredients but relying on other studies. And this would have caused a massive degree of censorship, essentially. It would have locked out of the marketplace a significant amount of health information that it has been allowed and legal for years and years to make. So it was quite a power grab. It was a major overreach that would have caused a significant loss of information to consumers in the marketplace.
Well, what was the result of the suit? Because obviously the FTC claiming that they had Congress on their side, that they were supposed to do this? Where were they coming up with this idea?
They just assume the power, of course. That's what all these agencies do. They just assume the power to create a new standard without rulemaking and to enforce it against every company that sells foods and dietary supplements. And this was the test case. If that standard had prevailed, they would have been able to cause this massive amount of censorship. But fortunately for us all, the United States Board of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit struck the two clinical trial rule and held it to be unconstitutional under the First Amendment.
So what now, our friends at the Alliance for Natural Health put out a press release article, and we have it linked up in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. There was some good news and bad news about the case. Of course, the good news is that evidently that provision that, a dietary supplement, juice maker, whatever, that wanted to claim any benefit for their product, you know, would have to have these two clinical trials that could cost $1 million each or more. That was struck down, is that correct?
That was struck down, but they did not uphold the challenge on any other part of the case, which is most unfortunate because they essentially deferred to the FTC judgment in repeated instances where I think the evidence just simply was not there to support the FTC decision, and I think there was significant manipulation of the science by the FTC, but the court didn't dig into that and instead deferred to the agency's judgment in those areas. And there should have also, I think, been a determination that they failed to follow notice and comment rulemaking before they promulgated this to clinical trial rule, but they didn't find that either. So I think they said that they would be allowed to establish a rule through a case-by-case adjudication approach, but this is a rule that applies industry-wide, not in a specific case and not to parties that duplicate the very same claims that Tom made. It applies to any health benefit claim. So they should have gone through a rulemaking. I think the court erred by not compelling them to do that. And I think also the claims here in issue could have, there's an obvious less speech restrictive alternative to a cease and desist order like the FTC imposed on Palm. And that is to allow the statements to be made with a reasonable qualification imposed by the government, such as, there's the scientific evidence in support of this claim is inconclusive.
Sure.
That would have allowed the information to reach the market and allowed people to understand, well, the science just isn't up to the point where everyone in the scientific community says it's conclusive, but most consumers make determinations based on less than conclusive evidence because conclusive evidence in science is really a rarity, and particularly in nutrition science and food science, we make decisions every day
right.
about what to eat based on probabilities, that it's more probable than not that if you consume an orange or take vitamin C, that the antioxidant effects of those vitamins and the other effects of those vitamins, particularly when they're combined with bioflavonoids or phytochemicals in plants, can boost your immune system function and reduce your risk of disease. Well, that's not proven to a conclusive degree, and as a result, that type of a claim would not be allowed if the FTC had its way, and the consumers would be denied the fact of the evidence, which is really quite substantial in favor of the immune-enhancing effects of, say, vitamin C.
Well, Jonathan, how does this precedent set as far as now that they're not requiring the two clinical trial scenario? What can other dietary supplement manufacturers do now that they were threatened with not being able to do had the FTC been successful in this case totally?
Well, if the FTC was able to keep that two clinical trial rule in place, then company after company would have to basically get rid of a lot of structure function claims and health claims if they wanted to reduce their risk of FTC going after them. But because this was defeated, there's no two clinical trial rule requirement, and there is a degree of ambiguity that remains as to whether FTC is able to insist that the company, it with every kind of claim, rather than the specific claims Palm made, have any randomized clinical trial as opposed to, say, epidemiological studies or other scientific evidence suggesting associations. It means that more information will reach the consumer. In the end, you know, you and I, Robert, believe in a marketplace of ideas. We believe that it's better for the public to discern for itself based on information that's available, whether they wish to place faith in one proposition or another in the commercial marketplace, so long as it's not fraudulent, it's in the zone of supported evidence, whether it's fully supported, partially supported. That's something for people to debate
right.
and to discern for themselves. It's not for government to impose a fiat in advance of any communication, establish an orthodoxy that only statements the government approves can reach the market.
Sure.
So that's where we're at, really. We're very close to that type of a regime, and this decision is a mixed bag, but on the First Amendment part of it, at least it went to the extent of striking down that awful two clinical trial rule, which would have kept out a lot of information of structure function claims, health benefit representations from the advertising marketplace and from consumers. So it, in the end, it really puts FTC back into a bit of a cage where it had tried not only to create this two clinical trial rule for these representations, but it had plans to impose it across the board, for example, on any weight loss claim and on any claim of other specific kinds related to foods and supplements that involve health.
Right.
They were going to make this two clinical trial a little litmus test so that it would create an economic barrier for most people in this industry not to be able to communicate the information that consumers lose out.
Yeah, once again, follow the money, and people are willing to sell your freedom for money. And this has been a constant battle since the dawning of this American Republic. Jonathan, I know we only have a couple of more minutes with you because you're on the road defending liberty. I got a quick question because we're following up on the measles scare, and it's got people so frightened, and there's such a money trail here as well that they're looking to, you know, basically roll back the exemptions. You know, individual liberty depends on our ability to say no, for instance, to medical treatments or interventions that we do not want nor need. And, you know, the intelligentsia on the left, some on the right, but we've got Rand Paul who stands up for liberty and gets pilloried by everybody, even though he's a pro-vaccine doctor. But on the left, you got a John Stewart, you know, saying, you know, you guys are unclean that are not vaccinating your children. And I pointed out that this is much like the Nazi Germany tactics of putting a Star of David on you. They want to basically put a red badge of something if you're not vaccinated. Now, this is very frightening.
Well, it is. And this is another attempt to deny you freedom of choice and impose a government mandate upon you. And in the most outrageously intrusive way to compel you to have injected into your body or into your child's body a substance that you may wish not to have done. This is a slippery slope. Once you do this, then all manner of public interest arguments can be raised for forcing you to accept any other kind of medical treatment against your will. We can't have a government that controls our bodies and destroys our individual autonomy and still have freedom in this country. It's most fundamentally violated when something of this nature happens. I mean, we look at arbitrary arrests, and everyone says, oh, my goodness, that's horrible. But they are particularly offended by the notion that someone could be arrested based upon their beliefs, and they're ready to accept that that's unconstitutional. But then in this peculiar zone where you've got scientists pontificating that, well, this vaccine is safe, and this vaccine needs to be accepted by everybody. Well, government says that's an orthodoxy they can accept and enforce, and they can arrest people or kick them out of school or force them to be vaccinated. And that's the movement they want to go on, to deny you any right to dissent. Well, that's not this country, and we bear the burdens of freedom. And freedom involves inconvenience to other people from time to time. As long as it doesn't deprive them of their equal rights, it may be an inconvenience. And in this case, it's inconvenient for those who are dogmatically insisting on vaccination.
Right, and Jonathan, there's a danger to being alive, but we would err on the side of liberty any day, and I thank you, my friend. I know you got to run. The sacred fire will continue. We got Norm Singleton from Campaign for Liberty coming up. Jonathan, we appreciate you so very much.
Yes, sir, Robert.
All right, stand by. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
How do you want to do, Soup Donkey?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
I'm missing the FDA Dragon Slayer already. Super Donnie, he's riding down the highway, or riding up the highway at this point. But thanks, I was glad we kept him safe on the road, that he could join us there. His buddy and my buddy, Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty, is going to join us soon as well and dive into some of these topics headlong, including the liberty perspective, like Jonathan Eward was talking about, regards to the attacks on families that decide, you know, medically, we don't go that way. Now, of course, big stink about that. And we're going to get to it. I don't even know how to preview where we're going to go in the second hour because I was stunned by what happened.
I just want you to know I've got some shade-grown organic coffee going in the coffee pot right now.
Yeah.
For next hour.
For next hour. For why? For anybody in particular?
No, listen. You know, there are some people that are big fans of shade-grown organic coffee. So thought I'd have that going for next hour.
I tell you, you know, the fear-mongering, though, over this issue, and this is the thing, it's a never-the-twain-shall-meet scenario, and that's the roughest part of this thing. People that, quote-unquote, believe in vaccines believe so with a religious fervor. People who do not, you can imagine how it must have been difficult to come to that decision because they're like 1% out of 100%, right, in total. 99% of people believe it and do it. You're 1%. Suddenly you are on the small equation. You are the ultimate minority. Is there another minority? Hey, Norm Singleton, you with us? We got Norm up here?
Yes, sir.
Norm, is there a minority smaller than 1% in America? I don't know of one, just in case.
I'm not sure.
I mean, think about it, Norm. Most people are all for vaccination, or even if they're on the fence, they'll still do it. And the people who are saying, not for my kid, are they lobbying government to ban vaccines or to force people not to get them?
As far as I know, they're not.
I've not met one. Mm-hmm. I mean, these to me are freedom. They're the ultimate. You know, who do you want to respect? Who do you want to protect in a Republican form of government? Right? In a Republican form of government, it's not a democracy where the mob rule. If the mob rule, 99% are going to put 1% in jail and force them to get vaccinated, which is, you know, the crazy stuff that's going on out there. But in a Republican form of government, you are protecting the minority of minorities from their rights being violated. And Norma, people are abandoning it over this issue. Good people that you'd say, what is going on?
Yeah, it's amazing to see even some libertarians have said, oh, well, in this case, because it deals with an externality, it deals with a public health issue and an infectious disease, it's okay to force parents to override the wishes of parents and force them mm-hmm. to get their children vaccinated against the parents' wishes. And, of course, what it ignores is several is, first of all, there are legitimate cases where some children might have an allergy, a specific reaction. Specific.
No, yeah, Norm, people, kids have died from vaccines. That's right. A fact, undisputable fact. Yeah. I'm not saying every kid does, but if it happens to your kid, don't talk to me about one in a million, right? It's one in one at that point.
But that's exactly the problem, is that the debate takes place in absolute, and it's everybody has to get exactly the same vaccines. There's no
individuality here. Right?
Right.
The individualization of medicine. Everybody is different. You don't do the same thing for everybody. That's a violation of fundamental principles. Norm, hold on. I want to bring Super Don into the equation here. Super Don, you looked at something that caught your eye today on the web, too, about this whole issue, going way back, I think.
Yeah, I was up early this morning, and I was, you know, listen, the vaccine craziness is just gone, just, you know, I mean, just insane in the news cycle. And I saw this article this morning where somebody found this quote from Ben Franklin back in 17-something, and and he's quoted in this paragraph saying that he's sorry that, well, I guess his 4-year-old son died of smallpox. And so he's talking about, in retrospect, how he wishes that his son had gotten smallpox by inoculation. And so they're taking this quote and they're putting it out there and saying, hey, look, Ben Franklin from years ago is saying that he wishes everybody had gotten vaccines.
Wow. Yeah, and back then, of course, they were just taking pus from udders.
There were
of
cowpox.
And cutting them over, cutting them open, throwing them into your arm, and your arm would fall off with sepsis. Of course, now they've gussied it up with high-tech science in a syringe, but it's got heavy metals. It's got foreign RNA and DNA from animals and aborted fetal tissue. Some people might not want to inject that. More with Norm Singleton after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, you know, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so as simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
He's got big shoes to fill today, but he can do it. Norm Singleton from Campaign for Liberty. We only had a segment today on the Sacred Fire of Liberty episode of the Robert Scott Bell Show, well, with Jonathan Emore, because he's out protecting liberty. And I'm going to play this clip. Just, it's a brief clip, Norm, of Rand Paul being interviewed in the press about a number of issues, including his statements about children, vaccines, parents, parental rights, freedom of choice, liberty, things like that. And this is just indicative of how the interview went, so I thought just for our edification we can catch up on it. Brief snippet here.
There's two let me finish. Kelly.
I'm sorry, go ahead. Calm down
a bit here, Kelly.
So he actually had to shush the nice lady interviewing him. If you see the whole thing, you know, he's been pilloried in the press by the left and the right because he dared make a statement in support of parents' individual right to choose whether to vaccinate or not. And even Chris Christie, and we're not big fans of Chris Christie here, I'll be honest, but he said, yeah, the parents should have a say, although he was a little more statist by saying, well, ultimately the government should decide. I disagree with that. I think it's a parental choice and that alone, because the government doesn't own the children, or do they? And is there a basis in liberty for government to claim ownership of your children and force you to do this medical intervention, even if 99% want to do it? You're the 1% that doesn't want to. Isn't the basis of individual liberty, the organic American Republic, designed to protect that most minority of minorities who has emerged in 2015 as the great scapegoat of Comedy Central, for instance? Norm Singleton, welcome back, my friend.
Thank you, Robert. Exactly right. This is liberty. This is an issue of liberty, of parental rights, of who should raise, of who should control and make decisions about a children's health care, a child's health care. And if the government can, what I haven't seen anybody, even especially, sadly, some of the people who normally tend to come down on the side of liberty, or in this case, are saying because of externalities and other factors, there should be mandatory vaccines. Is okay. Well, you can extend that to mandatory nutrition, mandatory bedtimes, mandatory exercise, because there's a whole bunch of things, as you know, that weaken the immune system, that that make you more susceptible to an infectious disease, and then make you more susceptible to spreading the disease. I mean, maybe we should have police officers checking to make sure that in men's rooms or in boys' rooms and girls' rooms, making sure that children and everybody else is properly washing their hands with soap and water. Because if I don't wash my hands and I have a cold and I'm sneezing and I shake your hand, there's a good chance I'm going to pass along a germ to you. So, you know, I should probably be in jail if I do that. And that's really what this comes down to. And, you know, in that interview, Rand several times said he supported vaccines. He just pointed to the fact that, which is a fact, that sometimes there are tragic cases where a child has taken a vaccine and they have had a side effect. He didn't say it happens in all the times. He didn't say don't get
vaccinated. No, he acknowledged the fact, Norm. They pilloried him.
Yeah.
Norm, for an acknowledging a fact. They went laid into him. How dare he mention that?
Yeah. And in fact, the government itself, since the 80s, I believe, has run a vaccine compensation program.
Oh, yeah, if you're talking about the national... Yeah, Norm, this is amazing. A lot of people have only learned about it this year as well, that you can't, if you are harmed by a vaccine, you can't sue the manufacturer of that vaccine. They have been granted complete and total protection from suit. There's no liability. They have shielded full immunity. And a tax on every vaccine that you buy, or the federal government buys, which is technically you, it goes into that fund, so the vaccine manufacturers have no incentive to make a safe vaccine if there ever could be one. I mean, you think how outrageous that is. If your product is so inherently unsafe that you have to, in order to be on the market, be absolved of all liability should you harm or kill someone, what does that tell you about the product in and of itself?
Well, it tells me that that there might actually be some legitimate concerns. You know, it's everything else, like a lot of things in life, people play the odds. I don't want to sound flippant about it, but they take the odds, and they take the odds that most people who get the standard vaccines for measles and polio will come out okay. There'll be a certain percentage that might have a negative reaction to some of the vaccines. There also, of course, is that question of you know, when I grew up, we got polio and measles and I think chicken pox and maybe mumps, but
well, they did a smallpox thing. If you're old as I am,
right? Well, you also have the of course the what was that Glacial vaccines with Rick Perry
Oh, the Gardasil shot. Yeah, that's a new one that they've added into. In fact, we've, Norm, this may be shocking to you, but, you know, we've been covering the death rate from this vaccine. It's just atrocious. Yeah. And, of course, the side effect rate, if you want to call it that, of Guillain-Barré, paralysis, neurological disorders, tics, it's outrageous. And then we just had a research scientist that published a paper in a peer-reviewed journal that showed that HPV doesn't even cause cervical cancer.
And there's something that I don't think nobody really wants to, that you can't even ask, is to say, okay, you know, I actually will, is to say that, yes, you know, before a child goes to a public school or to even to Disney World or Disneyland, where he or she is going to be around other children, to make sure that they don't have an infectious disease, they should be vaccinated. But then how does that, okay, let's accept that for the purposes of the argument, but how does that logically lead to, let's give 12-year-old girls the HPV vaccine?
Right. No, there's no logical extension. It's a profitability for a certain industry.
And why is it considered automatically negative to just question not vaccines themselves, but the amount of raise questions about the amount of vaccines, raise questions about the concerns that were raised in the 90s about the early aughts about the use of mercury. You can actually be recognize the value of vaccines, as I do, as I think both Dr. Pauls do, and still say that when government gets involved, as they did with HPV, and you have lobbyists involved, therefore working with politicians on setting the healthcare protocols, that there will be some mistakes made. And since we're talking about healthcare, since we're talking about medicine, there'll be tragic mistakes. And then when you get into this idea of we should force people, I think that is really, as we've been talking about, just a tremendous infringement on individual liberty. And
it's medical fascism. There's a collectivist immunological lunacy about this. Because remember, it's all about herd immunity, which, you know, now you're not looking at the individual. Once again, it's all about this collective, this nebulous collective of you'll get everybody sick or, you know, someone might get sick out of everybody. So everybody's got to do it. Which means to me equates that you want to get everybody as sick as everyone else, so you can't tell the difference. And if we allow some of them not to get vaccinated, we might find out that, ooh, they could be healthier, which I have seen in my homeopathic practice over 25 years.
Even the name.
Herd immunity.
Yes.
You love that, don't you?
Yeah, because when you think of a herd, what comes into your mind, it's not a group of school children. It's cattle being
herded over a cliff.
Their overlord, yeah.
Exactly, Norm. You've picked it up. And people are arguing, like I said, Megyn Kelly, Fox News star, right? Bill O'Reilly, for the people, for the folks, you know, supposedly conservative, although we know Bill O'Reilly's, you know, pretty much a statist, but both of them coming to the conclusion, yeah, we need a little big brother here, which is basically acquiescing to the use of force, to you know, violate the freedom of an individual to remain unmolested by government mandate.
Right.
Well, speaking of that, let's switch gears now, Norman. I appreciate you indulging me to go into that topic.
There's one other point I think that needs to be made here, which is that in a free society, legitimate concerns about unvaccinated children posing a health risk could simply be addressed by saying that Disneyland has every right to say that if you or your child are unvaccinated, you either can't go onto our property or you have to take these precautions because we feel that you're a health risk. And
right.
Nobody's really talking about private property.
Sure. No, nobody speaks that. But the irony here, Norm, if I may, the irony is that the people who are getting vaccinated, it's known in the literature that they're shedding virus, and they're contagious too. So it's like you kind of lose on all of these realms. And the respect of the individual. What about teaching people how to be healthy and allowing them to make decisions for themselves? No, we got a nanny state now. We got a nanny medical state. We can't take care of ourselves. We need to, and the government knows better. Of course, we know that they don't, but there's still that illusion, and that illusion, I fear, Norm, is growing.
I think you're right. You're right. It is. It does show that it is scary that the first reaction of so many people, even so many self-described libertarians, mm-hmm. is we need to force the parents to we need to rely on government force.
Yeah. Yeah. And speaking of force, what about the force to use Federal Reserve notes? Audit the Fed bill. It's up. It's yeah. happening. We're almost at a break here, I realize, but I do want to talk about that. Is it look like there's going to be a vote?
Well, right now the Audit the Fed bill has 30 co-sponsors in the Senate, which is more than it had, which is pretty close to what it had over 2 years of the last Senate. One of those co-sponsors is Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. So that's
big news. That's big news. All right, yep. Stick around. Norm Singleton is here. We're doing the Sacred Fire of Liberty. Jonathan couldn't be with us the whole hour, but totally cool talking with Norm from Campaign for Liberty. All the links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. More about Audit the Fed when we come back from this quick break. Stick with us.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, we got Donna Gates coming up to next hour. We're going to talk about the Healthy Gut Summit. That'll be a good gut check for us all. Right now, Norm Singleton continues Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour, robertscottbell.com. Norm Singleton from Campaign for Liberty. Audit the Fed bill. I find it interesting, all the times that this has come up, whether it was just Ron Paul being the lone guy in there to now, you say, 30 co-sponsors in the Senate, including the Senate Majority Leader, that the Fed yells, no, we can't do an audit because that would politicize the Fed. Politicize the Fed. You've heard that? The people who have been in charge of the Fed all say it's because we have to be independent of Congress, right? So what does Janet Yellen do? She goes to Congress and meets with just the Democrats. Because she doesn't want it to be political. Norm Singleton, you've got to explain that to me.
Well, it is funny that she claims that she wants to be independent or needs to be independent of politics, yet this is the second time in recent months that she's met with members of one party. If you remember before the election, she held a closed-door meeting with President Obama that was leaked to the press that they were there to talk about, that she came over to talk about income inequality, which has been the theme of the Democrats. On Monday, a prominent a member of the Federal Reserve Board, Jerome Powell, is speaking at Washington, D.C. at Catholic University to discuss income inequality. And initially, his speech was promoted as also talking about audit the Fed and other issues. We don't know what she said to the Democratic Senate caucus. We don't know what she said about audit the Fed, what she said about the economy, what she said about their future plans for interest rates. We do know that she apparently likes behind closed doors meetings with liberal politicians, but she doesn't like the idea of transparency for the institutions she runs, which I think might be a little hypocritical.
You think? I mean, yep. Yes, we're above politics, but I'm only going to meet with the Democrats. Explain that. Why isn't she meeting with everybody if she's going to talk policy? Of course, she's going to be grilled, I think. There's usually a Fed meeting. I still wish Ron Paul were in Congress to ask the really great questions, but they've got some good guys and gals that have come up behind Ron that have been trained properly, so I think we're going to get some good questions, but we'll never get the answers until there's an audit the Fed bill that actually passes and has teeth.
Yep, that's right. Yes.
So the likelihood, of course, we know if it does pass, the House, which is very likely. The Senate, well, pretty likely, I'd say, at this point. Goes to the president's desk. President Obama does what?
He's expected to veto it, although I don't believe he's ever made a statement about it. And the major push for the bill postdates his time in the Senate, because Campaign for Liberty was founded after Ron Paul's 2008 campaign, which was also President Obama's campaign for his first term. And then the audit the Fed push began seriously in 2009. I'm not aware that Obama has ever made a statement about it, but given how close he is to Yellen, I would expect him to oppose this.
I would expect it. I mean, why is she visiting the Liberal Democrats? What do they got going on with the Fed that the Libertarian Republicans do not?
Right. And I think it might be that either she's partisan politically, or she knows, or she has an economic agenda. This is, though, fairly blatant. I mean, I'd imagine the outcry from the left if in 1994 or 95, Alan Greenspan had met with Newt Gingrich and had private meetings with Newt Gingrich and Dick Armey, or imagine, although I think Greenspan actually did intervene in policy and political issues to an extent. But the good thing about Yellen is that it's more blatant, it's more open in the past than it has been in the past. I think Arthur Burns famously said something to the effect of, and he was Fed chair under the Nixon administration, that the Fed had to do what the president said, otherwise it would lose its independence.
Yes, classic lines from the Fed. Audit the Fed. Maybe end the Fed. That's up to you guys and gals in America. But make your choice. Let your people know about it. Norm Singleton, Campaign for Liberty. Appreciate you so very much.
Thank you, sir. Keep up the good work. Enjoyed it.
We shall. We've got lots more healing to go. In fact, the question, did I call John Stewart a Nazi or not? We're going to find out after the break, because the power to heal is yours.
Scott Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.